कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. Okay, I've solved the economic problems. Not problems, I've got an idea which will make India the greatest economic power in the history of the world. Ever in the history of economic since it was recorded in 1982, August 15th onwards. And this is my solution. It's simple. All the people of India, every single Hindustani has to do this. Whether you're a doctor, a scientist, an actor, industrialist, you drop what you're doing. Even if you're working in McDonald's, you drop what you're doing and you start manufacturing masks. I think if we can produce over 50 million masks in the next 3 months, we will never look back again. We will be ahead of the pack because the world needs masks and we will supply. We will meet that demand and together we will grow. India, listen to me. It's called Cyrus Says. We'll be right back after this break. All right, he's already laughing at the podcast. Lack of respect for what we do. My good friend Shailendra Singh, my drinking partner in the old days. Oh, what stories we can tell, but we can't
tell. We cannot tell.
Well, we would love to tell. Oh, I can't remember because I was so bloody drunk. But I'm sure Shaili will remember a little better. First, let's start with my favorite thing about you. which people don't know because you're in the glitz business and you know all these famous models, some of whom have 4 children now. Not that one should even ever talk like that about anyone, and I'm not saying male or female. But Charlie, what people don't know about you is that you're genuinely quick when it comes to bowling. And let me tell ladies and gentlemen off the record, please correct me, did you not bounce Viru Sehwag at his prime and hit him on the head?
How do you know this?
Baba, these are the stories that I don't know about your bloody festival of sound with these stupid teenagers dancing like monkeys left, right, and center.
Sarah is too old for that shit
but
anyways.
When you tell me I bounced to Sehwag, he flinched. Sehwag at his best. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's something. Yeah, I spoke to a few people and they told me that you were genuinely quick for some time. And you were this close to, you know, going towards the professional way, you know, whatever.
Cyrus, if you don't know that, who'll know? Because you were short leg. You remember?
No, I'm not. I was a subsequent game. So not the Sehwag game, I was not there, Baba.
Yeah, no, that game was at Wankhede. It was a charity game. Yeah. It was a full-on celebrity match. Yeah. But Sehwag was opposite me.
Yeah.
And I had the cherry in my hand. And yeah. I obviously, you know, looking at the Wankhede crowd and Mandira Bedi in the box with Atul Vasan commenting and all that jazz. And I said, fuck, this is my moment. Suddenly I thought I was playing for the country.
Yeah.
And then I ripped a bouncer.
Which country? Pakistan. Yeah. She was batting.
Jai Maharashtra. Yeah. Having said that, the bouncer went past his nose. It didn't hit him.
Yeah.
But it went past
his
nose.
But you beat
nose.
Him. Fair and square. Yeah,
fair and square.
And pace. He was stunned because he was not a con.
That typical little punch. By then, and the pot belly was out a little bit. But the shoulders, he didn't know, na?
Yeah.
He didn't know the bouncer.
He didn't know all the paths. Wasim Akram style, yeah.
All the vodka stuck in the spine.
So he got upset.
So he got really pissed off. Bowled another ball. He let that one go. Then I realized, like I said,
you
bowl
short. You bowl short.
Yeah. So I said, wow, respect my Sehwag. Cut to third ball, extra cover 6. Fourth ball, 0.6.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Okay, so you still Sehwag, but you got him off guard, man.
Yeah, I got him off guard, and it was quite a historic moment.
Okay, let's finish the story before we get into your entire life biography because you paid me so much money to discuss your greatness. But I'm only interested in the cricket. You also, as a young man, you were very talented and you went to Scotland, yes or no?
Yes.
And you played in the leagues.
Yes.
You know who else has done the exact same story?
Shishir Rangri.
Shoaib Akhtar.
Is it so?
Shoaib Akhtar's story is the same. So at 16 or 17, he went to the Rawalpindi Express. He said, "Ye kaun hai? Send him somewhere." He figured out the leagues in Scotland.
Yeah.
The difference is, you spoke perfect English when you went there. He spoke none. So when he came back, he spoke what is called Punjabilish, which is a language only he spoke. Nobody in his team, Pakistani or Scottish, could understand. Wow, the ball punched down. The pocket ball goes that wide.
But you know, the accent changes by the counties there.
Yeah, lovely.
So our little Paki friends have some strange accents there.
No, but tell us now. So you went to
especially
the
when
leagues.
They work in restaurants called Mahatma Gandhi. Anyway,
what the hell are you talking about? Are you on something? Get back to our story. So you went to where in Scotland? Edinburgh?
No, I was in Dundee.
Dundee,
a place
mate?
Called Dundee, mate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was Shishir Hadangri.
Lalchand
Rajput.
With full hair.
Yes, full hair. Yeah. You saw the buffo? He's got.
I don't know what to comment. He's a good friend.
To
he's a good friend. And he's made jokes of Harsha Bogle for the last 10 years.
Exactly.
How dare he?
And suddenly he's got a flop on
him. Lionel bloody Richie coming to bat. So you all there in the league?
Yeah, Shish, Lalu, Chanti Bhai. at that time. Vendor, all of us were in the similar Forfarshire League.
Yeah.
And I was just sort of grooming myself. It was a phenomenal experience in those days. And like, no money, nothing,
well?
No mobile. I did well as a bowler, not as a batsman for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And but I don't even know why Scotland plays cricket, because it's like freaking 1 degree. And when you're standing in slips and point, you can imagine what happens when the ball comes to you. You say, mera nahi
hai. And the Abbey Guard is won by all.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got to protect something. You're not getting to play much. But you made an impression with your pace and swing and all.
Yeah,
that.
It worked. I was there for 4 years.
Because I remember,
so I played all over the county. I also went to Blackpool with Kirti Azad. So I stayed with him for 3 months.
So
which
he became a member of the Congress Party?
He became a good friend of mine, but he was a nightmare to handle.
Why? Tell us. Come
full on.
Oh, come on.
Kirti is basically a gangster turned cricketer. Yeah.
What are you saying?
Yeah, yeah, he's full on. He's full Bihari. Yeah.
So he's bullying all the Brit boys?
Fully.
This is a
Brexit. He was scoring more hundreds off the field than on the field.
Oh, but that's something to be proud of. And as an Indian,
why not? As long as you score hundreds.
Yeah, what the hell? Flags flying high.
But he's my elder brother. He looked after me really well and etc.
I want to quickly talk about the fact that you could have been probably played the highest grade. You were that good.
On a serious note,
I'm saying this because people have told me, not you.
Yeah,
people
but
have told me Shally was really good.
Yeah.
And just, if it went this way or that way, it's a bit of karma involved. He could have gone all the way to the test team.
I think my final confirmation came from a press conference which we did for Sahara actually at the Grand Hyatt Hotel, and we had Sunil Gavaskar, Kapil Dev, and Vengsaka on the dais, and the three stalwarts.
You bowled to them?
No, I wasn't. I was actually part of the conference to make an announcement on behalf of my client Sahara. And guess what? The media room was packed, and the whole conversation went about me bowling well to Dilip Vengsarkar in a match against Bombay Jam versus Dazzle Indian. Like, suddenly the media is wondering who they're talking about.
The
funny thing is that Kapil Paji calls me Babs or Bablu as a nickname. So he started telling Sunil that you have no idea what Babs, when I played him first time. Suddenly the conversation went, and then finally they all three acknowledged in a press conference that I should have played for the country. For me,
really?
It was outstanding. Yeah.
Gavaskar, Vengsarkar and Kapil Dev.
I swear to God.
Like father, son and Holy Ghost.
Yeah. It was amazing. Because I played against Dilip in the league.
Yeah.
He used to still play.
Did you bounce him?
No.
He was known more for his drives than going on the back foot.
Yeah, yeah. So, those were serious games, Saras, in those days. Yeah. Remember, Bombay Jam used to really play the league. I mean,
who do you hate? Come on, tell me a couple of boys.
What?
Because the first time I saw you play, when I fielded a short leg in some silly celebrity match that we played, I didn't realize how good you were. So, I was giving lip and you were saying, Abrocha, aage. So, I was giving lip to the batsman and all, and you nearly took my head off. Because he pitched outside leg and said, he's 90 miles per hour ball coming straight to short leg. Long story.
No, but I just always feel that if a batsman has a bat and he can hit you for a boundary or a six or a four, whatever, shit, you have a ball, you got to hit the batsman back.
Last question on that, and you don't have the longest run up and not so much lower body power, but you just like a Wasim get the whole thing through the shoulder, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, which is a God-given talent.
I think, I still bowl bouncers. I'm 53 and I'm still bowling 2 bounces and over. And I love that shit.
You stop traffic, pick up a ball.
Bang it in.
Hey, Maruti, tak! Oh, sorry, that's Nirmala Sitharaman, not you. You wouldn't say that. All right, now, listen, we have to talk about your entire life.
Horses for courses, man. The only minister who was handling the defense and now the finance within 3 months.
They've got the variety that, you know, Abdul Qadir perhaps would not have measured up to. God bless his soul. Shally, let's start at the beginning. Another interesting thing is, you guys are like the pioneers of events and this entire move, everything. You were like an all-rounder, right? Advertising agency, events, films happened.
23 startups in 23 years.
23 startups in 23 years. So let's go right to the beginning. College, what happened? What was your plan after coming back from Scotland?
College was only about playing cricket for India.
Yeah.
Nothing else. That's why I joined HR, House of Romance. There was no college.
HR, House of Romance, guys. South Bombay's most beautiful college.
You know that, whole vibe of KCA.
You can't move your car.
Yeah.
Because the couples are, you know, doing their thing outside.
And those days, that alley which was next to, what is it, Satyam Collection.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Satyam was still a name then. Now it's just a parking area.
Exactly.
Right.
So, yeah. That
so
was,
what do you want to do?
HR was all about, not about studies, I think. It was all about getting the time to
play cricket. Can we rewind? You're a Delhi boy.
I'm born in Kanpur.
You're a Kanpur? You're
a
UPI?
Yeah.
Hi.
Jhatru. Careful, sir.
Okay, born in Kanpur then? So I have cousins in Kanpur. There are only 4 families, but they're all there.
Yeah.
Green Park Stadium, brother, when we were growing up.
Wow.
Yeah, cricket to aate hai, bhai. I'm not Mandira. Disrespectful. I take it back. Mandira, come into bowl. Right, so let's go back. You're born in Kanpur.
Yeah, and then dad was a sugar technologist. So he traveled every second year.
Sarat Pawar is your...
No, my dad, Mr. Mangal Singh.
Okay, all right.
And he traveled from state to state every 2 years. So he went from Punjab to UP, UP to Bihar, Bihar to Karnataka, etc.
Oh, you were quite the...
Yeah, we were finally in Belgaum, finally, when we came to Bombay. And that was another story altogether, why we came here. You know.
Please tell us.
There were riots on the Karnataka-Maharashtra border, and dad was the head of the factory there, Lakshmiwadi, Samirwadi, and Samantwadi.
This country doesn't cease to amaze us.
Yeah, there were huge riots. They burned the factory down at 2 in the morning. We were all...
Just because it was there.
Yeah, we all traveled to Mumbai in trucks. And my mom was wounded and we were bleeding. And we came to and stayed in a hotel.
But why did they attack you? You're not...
No, it was a communal feud, but the factory was on the borderlines of Maharashtra and Karnataka.
Those days, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, there was a huge dispute between the borderlines of Maharashtra and Karnataka in those days.
Yeah.
And we came in a truck to Mumbai at 2 in the night. And we stayed in a hotel called Hotel Astoria next to Eros for 2 years in room 101. Yeah, the Arabic hotel. Where
you stayed in room 101 for 2 years?
For 2 years, yeah, yeah. And then I got into St. Xavier's School in the 4th standard and they failed me because I didn't know Marathi. I knew Kannada. So
what?
They, yeah.
Truly?
Yeah. So I knew...
Kai bol those. Check again. I had to learn
Gyuntak.
So
failed me in 4A I failed and I went to 4B.
Okay, so they didn't understand the whole numerical concept.
They didn't send me upwards. They sent me sideways. And I said, I remember the principal of St. Xavier School then was Father Aran. And that's it. And then the school journey began. And then I realized that studying was all rubbish, waste of time. There was nothing they were teaching in school other than discipline.
My father is also ex-Xavierite.
Yeah, so
but a little older than you.
Yeah, we didn't have... Fuck off, Cyrus. This is on camera too. He's got it on tape.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
And guys, who looks younger?
So when did the cricket happen then?
Yeah, so I started playing. No, school. St. Xavier's School. Guyle Shield, the other one. Harris Shield. Well done, bro.
I played both. Yeah. He lost first round Cathedral School, first round Xavier's
School. You played
both
as
we
what?
Played, the school
as
and college what? Played.
Cyrus, please. Okay, now let's put this on record.
You're
not an athlete by any standard. You look.
I am a Viv Richards fan. I would bat at three, and I can walk like him. I can. My stance is like him. I take the leg guard like him. I chew the gum like him. I never wear a helmet.
You can lift good weights.
No, forget all that. Listen.
You can fuck well.
Listen.
You can talk well.
I said I'm a Viv Richards fan.
Yeah, but I'm
I put it out there, mate. Yeah. No, listen. So our school and our college, with due respect, lovely, but no cricket. Okay, cricket is
the. Sensei our school is full cricket. Full Gavaskar.
Yeah, you guys are different. So it's all about the culture, na? Who's in it? So we struggled for. Xavier's
what was your school?
For Xavier's, we played Kirti College with Vinod Kambli before he became a star. Holy listen to me. They had a coach who would come in and Ikre! Back! And he hit the ball and the guy would run 400 feet to catch it. We didn't have the bat. We had one pad. We were looking for the second pad and Saumil Kulkarni was late, so we were only 10 men when we went into field. So we had to take one of their guys to field and they allowed it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there you go. So totally different. Let's talk about you. It's your life. So you discovered a talent in cricket. Obviously, you were like really good, not just good.
Yeah, I played a lot and I was doing well, I mean, as a bowler at that time. And then I turned into an all-rounder. I did very well for the college, also for the school.
Yeah.
And then I thought this is
what
the career.
Break into the
but
Mumbai
at that
team?
Time, no, Cyrus, really critical. Understand that era and that time, you had to be a Kar. Solkar.
So Hathangadi is your era, right? 80s. Alan Sippy.
He was senior. To me.
Yeah. So
I just met Alan Sippy in a debate.
Same?
I was in a debate with Alan Sippy. I couldn't believe it. I remember him playing for Bombay Gym as a pro.
He was sober, no?
Yeah. No, he looked pretty.
Great guy.
Yeah, very sober.
Yeah, he was close to the test.
He had an open heart surgery, I think.
Oops. All right. Yeah. So the era of cricketers you would have played with?
Yeah, Kar. You had to be a Kar.
You're saying not having that Maharashtra.
Yeah, North Indians didn't work at that time in this. So they told me to go to Rajasthan or Goa or play for some other state. And then I realized they only travel in trains. So Ranji Trophy train, no chance, bro. I mean, I just couldn't visualize myself. Gadgan, interstate. I said, no chance.
You destroyed an entire culture of 80% of Mumbaikars. How can you do that?
Gadgan.
What do you think of the metro moving forward? You have alighted at Kandivli.
It's like
what are these things like welcome like, to what do they say welcome to Kandivli? They say things like that. It's going to be really funny.
Those trains are like you're flying without seatbelt.
Yeah. Thank God for that. Yeah. Listen, I want to quickly finish cricket. There's too much to talk about.
Yeah.
So you played top grade cricket, but you didn't get into that whole structure university going into Mumbai.
Yeah, I gave it up. And I think I got spoiled when I got Mumbai Gymkhana's membership free.
Okay.
So I got that
so
as
that
a
was the
I was a playing
you,
member, yeah. $5,000 permanent membership.
What are you saying? But you played for them. Unlike all the big
Salim
stars
Shah,
who never
Shah,
turned up.
Shishir Adangri, Ravi Shastri, all of us got that quota.
Yeah.
And then I captained the club for 16 years. You know that.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just enjoyed
it. Was Meli Irani still the wicketkeeper?
It was.
Are you kidding me?
Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the incident, what happened. So the only problem was that Meli continued to play beyond his expiry date. And he's still alive.
That's
you get my point, right?
Yeah,
so whenever the side screen was rolled off the cloth, we used to always say, Meli ja raha hai. Meli was right there having pudina chai. Yeah. He didn't go anywhere.
But this is only Bombay Gym story. Saraya bowling at 86 and Irani keeping
so at 92. We are playing against the other Indian in the finals.
Yeah.
And we are requesting Meli that can you step down for this game at least? He says no chance.
But could he keep
minimum
at that
club,
point?
He could keep, but he was really old.
Yeah.
Correct? You know that.
But could he keep?
He was
you?
A phenomenal keeper. Yeah, he was keeping full on.
Spinners?
Okay, yeah.
Could he manage the spinners?
So I was really pissed off and I was captaining that side. So I was at deep square leg.
Huh.
Okay, deep square leg between fine leg position, and he was wicket keeping up ahead with his hands up. Guess what I did? So the batsman flicked the ball. Now, obviously, Melly was already 70 at that time.
Yeah.
So I got the ball and I flicked it before Melly could turn. It hit his head he fell flat in the stumps.
You hit it deliberately?
Everybody was so happy, yeah.
How can you say that on national podcast listened to by 20,000 people? How dare you? He's a pride of the party
Guess
community.
Guess what? He got up and said, Pinchon, please wait for me to turn around. He flicked it, boom. And he's still there. I just met him yesterday. Wow. He's a legend.
It
one of the finest wicket keepers
ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he scored. Oh, and
that's
that
the
match,
spirit of Mumbai. Cyrus no one talks about that.
Oh, no, no. That is hardcore. These are hardcore cricketers who have built Indian cricket. Wait. In that match, he scored the winning runs with his gun and maw, that stupid retro 1920s.
Which you oiled properly for 4 years. And then
he scored the winning runs against Ramesh Rajade. He bowled a bouncer in Melly, hooked it, and went to the boundary line.
What are you saying?
Yes.
Zubin Baruch played
too, sir. Yeah, yeah. You know how Zubin.
Zubin should have played for India. Zubin should have played for India.
Oh, for sure. He could throw with both hands.
So Charinder and Zubin, dear Chief Minister, I write to you now. My people, Parsi and Punjabi,
cricket
are being spurned because of regional bias. All right, let's move on. Lots to talk about. So, how do you land up in the world of advertising and events? Where did it all come from?
Now, I think it's the idea, Cyrus, that whatever. I didn't get to play cricket, so then I went and sponsored cricket. I did the Indian team sponsorship deal for Sahara.
But that happened later.
100 crore, yeah.
First, you guys started. I remember going to you when you were in an ad agency.
Yeah.
And you know,
so
you were just
that was
up.
Advertising, which is where we started from originally. Right. And I think advertising for me.
But it's
was,
about to get to that first step.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't graduate. I didn't learn advertising. I didn't learn marketing. I have no MBA. Nothing. I'm just barely passed from HR with 52%
like
marks, the usual. But the point was that we had good reflexes and open mind, and I could tell good stories. And that was, I thought, was the qualification required for advertising.
And you could get into the place first. What is the pioneer sort of thing?
That's
very important.
We learned it very
also
early.
Also, dating.
Yeah, but when you're in school, you realize that
Tinder is all about that. Who
exactly.
is first?
Who gets in first?
Yes.
And who gets out last?
All right. Left arm over the wicket. Left arm over, left arm round.
Over.
Round. Even to the left hand
not
batsman?
Even, not even now is round.
You don't like bowling round?
Uh-huh.
Ever?
I hate it.
Pitches outside leg, is it?
Yeah, also, yeah. Mess. I don't like it.
Then we'll come back and talk more.
It's
cricket.
Like a desperate moment when you bowl round.
Well, are there so many left armers you don't mind? Jofra Archer didn't.
No, I feel if you can control as a left armer, just to be honest with you, I mean.
Wasim bowled both
sides. Yeah, Wasim was a legend.
No. You just switched, no problem.
Yeah, but if you are a true bowler and you can control the swing, then you bowl over the wicket, not round.
Zaheer not so fond of round.
Not so found also. Yeah. You remember whenever he was told by the captain,
not
he hated it.
Yeah, it's,
because it's, you're then forcing your delivery. Over the wicket, you can control the delivery the way you want. And if you can bring it in so from over the wicket, then you're a legend, which Wasim Akram did.
So, but you, let's say he's like a genius. But I'm just saying, for you, right-hand bat, left-hand bat doesn't make any difference.
Not to me.
You still stay with over
the wicket. I like left-handed batsmen better because the rhythm is beautiful. You can pitch and take it
swing
out.
It across
it's amazing fun to do that. And you can tell Zubin this. I said this on...
Zubin hooked you?
So Zubin had a knack. I mean, he was a perfect cricketer. So he had a lot of style. And he wanted to prove a point by letting balls go. You know, though that time he was
Parsi,
like...
Ha, get behind the ball, let the ball go, wait for the loose ball.
So he and me had a thing because I could bring the ball in.
Yeah.
So he would let three of my balls go, saying that I know what you're bowling.
But you bowl outswing or just
I
the ball
bowl outswing,
straight.
But the fourth ball always comes in. So Zubin didn't know. I got him
LBW. So you bend the ball both ways.
I've got LBW 10 times, Zubin.
Tell me this, Shali. You
breakfast.
Could take the ball out and in?
Yeah, even now.
At will.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I swear to God.
And skiddy, huh? I've only faced you once, man. My pants were wet in 5 seconds. I got to tell you. Let me tell you the other story. I think once we had to face you with Nikhil Chopra in some game. He had played a few test matches, a few one-day games. And you would come into bowl. And he looks at me and says, you take first guard. I said, I didn't have a helmet also. I didn't have an abdi guard because we just walked out.
But look at you. You look strong, no?
Yeah, I just edged the ball. Third man took a single and then Chopra had to face you. I think you weren't really after me. I think your blood was rising with the international cricket. Like, goodness is there, ki boss, main bhi kuch hoon. And then that's also more fun to watch. You saved your energy for the real guy. Anyway, listen, before we go into break, let's quickly get into it. You did an ad agency started by you and your brother first.
Yeah,
together. And
1984.
What was the plan?
Plan was nothing, survival. Because dad was a professional, so he had barely made it financially. And then we were suddenly stuck in a city called Mumbai, and we had to sort of figure out. Both of us worked in hotels first. He worked in Pune International, I worked in Taj Shamiana coffee shop.
Oh, you got Taj, you got Pune.
But he was making
you
more
like
money.
You like
Pune. No, he had a management degree, so he was a management trainee. I was a graduate trainee. So I had a salary of 1,280 rupees.
Wow.
It was a terrible experience.
Shall I call Ratan Tata?
All my best friends came to Shamiana the night for milkshakes, which is horrible.
Just to piss
because
on
I,
you.
Yeah, because the graduate training gets a bow. Yeah. I had a bow. I didn't have a tie.
Yeah.
I didn't have a jacket. I had a bow with a white shirt.
Oh, that's
dude,
cute.
Try that.
Left arm fast in the day and hiding behind his bow.
The girlfriends were disappearing by the second.
Yeah.
Hey, waiter se kaun pyar karega?
Job's a job.
No, job's not a job in those times.
No.
Okay. Now if you work as a waiter, oh my God, I can't believe it. You know, he's just living his dream.
Really?
This is now. Go back in 80s and 90s. Lode lag gaye iske
bechare. Waiters in Los Angeles.
Coffee shop mein waiter hai.
Okay, so what? So there was no plan. You just
No plan at all. I mean, it all happened by
default. So where was the next step? Where was the next step where you suddenly became a household name and, you know, was it the...
I think it was about understanding that, you know, in every sort of crisis and every problem, there's a solution. And then in every solution, there's an opportunity. And I thought in advertising, when
you sound
enter...
like a new age guru.
No.
Let's go back to Lipton.
When you enter, like you entered television, you know, you started with the... You know,
I was a Grassy Mr.
Shit.
India.
No, hang on. Oh, fuck
I was
off. Seriously.
I won the Grassy Mr. India male model hunt.
No.
I had you. Huh? I had you. See, I'm a leg break bowler. I had you with guile. Yeah. I got the ball to flight over your eyes, bro. Shale! Scotland se aaga. Kya karega? Okay.
No, I think it's about getting into clients like CRM and Eskomars. And we had lots of clients at that time who came to us for advertising. But when you enter a client and you think you're doing the advertising, but there is events to do for them. There's branding.
Events
are
still like a small thing. Right? Events bloomed into what it is today.
Yeah, because events impact was not big enough in those days and they didn't know how to value it or put the ROI to it. So, but we created conceptually, Percept was the first company that
actually...
Where
did the name Percept come from?
I think my brother decided. He created... it was called Perceptions to start with. And then the Shins went away and Percept just stayed. So I think that's how it happened. And I got stuck with Percept and P. So all our buildings are called P1, P2, P3. All our companies are called Percept, which company, Percept D-Mark, P9. We just stuck with PTM, PDM. So we just got stuck with the alphabet P in many ways.
It's a bit like...
it's like the Balaji. With K.
K, isn't it? Yeah.
But I just P, you know? P, huh?
P, yeah, I know P.
P is better than K.
Man, if you keep saying it, I'll start urinating. All right, maybe take a break.
Urinating? Why not urinine?
What is urinine?
After urinate comes urinine.
What are you saying? That's hilarious. That's like solar system. It comes up to solar system, solar system. We can do this all night, man. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're back after a huge break. Shali and I are reminiscing.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Is a lunch break at Lord's? No, man. This is it. This is all we get.
No snakes?
No snakes. So speak in Kannada for 1 second. But what is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you remember?
Po. Go.
They used to sledge.
No,
when we played a couple of games, you kept telling me to go and just say things to the batsman.
But you're allowed, no? You got three warnings.
Well, we never abuse them.
In cricket, you get three warnings. You can run the wicket twice, and the batsman will say, I'm going to bat you. I won't run anymore. Fuck you. Then you abuse the batsman. They say, I'll warn you. You get enough warnings.
They warn you for abusing?
Yeah. I go non-stop. By bowling, I've taken 1,000 wickets, and I've taken 3,000 wickets in the first slip.
Yeah.
Talking to the batsman.
Yeah, but that's different. That's fine.
That's
no
legendary,
that.
Bro.
Abusing is different. That's like
not
fighting.
Not abusing.
No, sledging is okay.
Like the minute the batsman misses the ball, the typical kind of usual. Yeah. Like how?
A double century against West Indies, mate.
Yeah.
Not the worst. Yeah. All right. So Percept has started. The clients are now interested in events. This is your idea. Let's do more events. That kind of, because events is really the big
thing. Yeah, I think
events
came from the fact that all the clients that we worked with always worked with a retail chain, which are the wholesalers and dealers and agents. And those people need to be entertained, because when we created an advertising campaign, those guys said, हमको क्या फर्क पड़ता है तुम्हारी कैंपेन से तुम पैसा बर्बाद मत करो गिव अस मोर डिस्काउंट्स वी विल सेल योर प्रोडक्ट सो दे वर फाइटिंग द एजेंसीज
सो लाइक अ डीलर कॉन्फ्रेंस
दैट्स हाउ इट ऑल स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम दैट्स व्हेन वी स्टार्टेड डूइंग दिस फैशन शोज इन सेंटोर होटल फॉर पैंथलून यू रिमेंबर द मैसिव फैशन शोज विद मिलिंद सोमन वॉकिंग एंड स्टोरी एंड दैट्स व्हेन वी सीड्यूस द डीलर्स एंड रिटेलर्स एंड एजेंट्स टू से हैंग ऑन कम्युनिकेशन इज व्हाट ब्रिंग्स द कस्टमर टू योर शॉप बिकॉज ही और शी बिलीव्ड दैट इट वाज देयर सेल्समैनशिप दैट सोल्ड द प्रोडक्ट एंड नॉट the customer wanting the product. Now you bridge that gap and then you got magic happening. And that's what we created, to be
but
honest
with you. Did
you
know it'd be such a big industry?
Huh?
Did you know that the events would become huge and there'd be so many events?
I didn't know
and
anything, you know, Cyrus. Especially
like
when you come to Mumbai with default. We were small town boys, you know, coming here by mistake and then looking at this city and saying, oh my God, what are the opportunities? Bollywood capital, you know what I mean? We're hardcore Bollywood fans, cricket fans. And Mumbai is the city. I mean, there is no other city in India
like
Mumbai.
Who's the best Bollywood actor in cricket?
Bollywood actor?
Ritesh is not bad. Aftab is not bad.
Ritesh is fantastic. Aftab is boring, bro. I love him a lot. But, you know, he's so clinical. He forgets
Sunil Shetty?
Aftab forgets that he's got 10 other players waiting in the dressing room.
Yeah, that's okay. spends more time in the wicket than
I would
the...
say number one is Ritesh. He's a phenomenal all-rounder. Very, very, very talented.
We once, waiting for the actress to turn up, Bobby Deol batted for 3 hours at Royal Palms. My entire MTV crew bowling.
Must be
not
playing
bad.
The spot, boys.
Baba, he wasn't bad. You're not being fair.
No.
He doesn't play your celebrity matches. That's not fair at all. Okay, so the events have started and then you get into films.
And then we got into talent management and we got into sports marketing. We got into activation. Then the films came by. Mm-hmm. And films also came back by default. I mean, when we realized that all our clients needed to make ad films and we were outsourcing them at one point in time. And our balls were always in somebody else's hands because they refused to give us the tapes. They don't give the money and so on and so forth. So one day we just decided to make an ad film company. And that my brother said, bullshit, crap idea. Stick to your core competence. Every day you want to launch a new company. So I got really angry and I had a dog, a boxer called Tiger. So I named the whole company Tiger Productions. True story.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What does the boxer got to do with your anger with your brother?
I was sitting with my boxer when my brother told me on the phone that you should not launch this company.
As a mark of respect to Tiger, your boxer, you said I'll make
name the... So the company was called Tiger Production. We made a huge amount of ads and that Tiger Production became Percept Picture Company and then we produced 72 feature films, thousands of commercials, and that became a turning point for us because Percept Picture Company not just made feature films but actually redefined cinema. We did everything first. First social cinema, first children's cinema, first meaningful
so
cinema.
So what is that? The first Kings United biopic?
Holy shit, where are you going? You jump like...
No, see, because I've got this research, I'm trying to see things I don't know, but everything else I know about you.
Well, I gave up making movies 7-8 years ago, and now we're just picking up things that are inspiring to youth and patriotic at heart. So I'm doing a biopic on MS Bitta, which is the most bombed man in India.
The most?
Bombed man in India.
What does that mean?
MS Bitta, he's been bombed 36 times and he survived.
Really?
Yeah, he's got no... All his body, he's got no...
He's been bombed 36
he's got no
times?
Legs, he's got, yeah, yeah. It's all true, sorry. MS Bitta, I can check him out. So he's a legend, still alive, and still a patriot. So we're doing a story on him. It'll be very inspiring, you know. And the second one is on Kings United. Kings United create history from Nala Sopara, Gully to Glory. Yeah, they won the World of Dance Championship. Jennifer Lopez threw a shoe. They won $1 million. 14 kids who couldn't even afford glucose biscuits and tea won a World Dance Championship. Epic.
They were more like Nidhi from the block.
Yeah.
Well. Not so much Jani. But is it true? You're dating Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, yeah. Proposing.
Which is an aside.
Too old, bro.
Cyrus. Oh, beautiful. This is the MGR phenomenon. Nah? As the actor ages, the actress goes the other way.
That's how we go to Bombay Gym every day. We feel young.
What? I haven't drunk in 4 years. I go in the morning, work out and leave.
Serious? Why?
It's a long story. I'm not allowed by law.
Law?
Yeah, I misbehave.
Where?
When I drink. I've peed in public.
I've never seen him misbehave, Cyrus.
But with us, it's okay. Then there are other people who don't drink and then, you know, things get out of hand and all that.
You know what Aditya Motwani did?
What did he do?
2 weeks ago.
What did he do?
So we got smashed up in the bars in Bandra and then, and I told him, let's call it a night because usually now he loses it. Cut to, we go to Bombay Gym. I said, no, the only place I'll go to is Bombay Gym, Saturday night. We go there and he orders beef chili. Usual. He called for a beef chili.
Banned by law in certain states. The chili.
And the beef chili. So he orders beef chili or whatever and then Sunny turns around and he sees beef chili besides him. So he puts his both hands in it because he's too smashed by now. So usual Bombay Gym style, picks it up, starts eating. It belonged to the lady in the sari next. So she turns around and says, what are you doing? You know, are you serious or whatever? And he says, oh my God, Bhabhi. And he touches her feet and lifts her sari up.
How does this end?
Terribly. Because a couple of guys come, we have a nice conversation, we immediately left Bombay Gym Khana for another bar.
Man.
But Motwani didn't give up.
It's just great thing about Motwani. He's still batting for India, no? I mean, he's like Melly. He's like Melly of the bar. He's never going to retire. He's always going to be there, bella in hand.
He's full of energy, yeah. He's a happy guy. He wants to spread happiness.
I love him. He's one of the best party animals ever.
Ever.
In your list of top five party animals, he has to be there.
He's the only guy who puts mascara before going out every night.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Is that now
dark
or before?
Circles, since like 15 years. He's been stealing my wife's mascara at home. So that's how we got to know.
You don't mistake one for the other now, do
no.
you? Okay, so then there's the Bitta biopic, then there's Kings United. And then you go into writing, is it?
I've done a couple of books, 3 books. Fuck Knows 1, Fuck Knows 2.
Yeah.
And then True Story of Sun.
I have Fuck Knows 1.
You have it?
I have a copy.
Did you read it?
Yeah, I have
the
it.
Yellow one?
Yeah. It's not a long read. It's like 45 minutes I finished the book. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fast reader and you're a fast writer. Perfect combination.
But did it touch you somewhere?
So what? No, what was
did
the
that
idea?
Book touch you anywhere?
Yeah, you touched me enough on Saturday night. What are you worried about? No, so tell us, so why go into the slightly motivational, inspirational book?
No, Dad died of lung cancer and it was a terrible death and I really believed in God. Like, I used to go to all temples. I used to like God. I feel that whole idea of God is brilliant. It gives you so much energy and belief. And then I went to every temple in the world because he was perfectly healthy and fit and he just got 4th stage lung cancer and he died. And then I just lost faith in God. And there was a phrase that we've been grown up to, which is called God knows. You know, everything is God knows. Kal kya main pass hunga exam mein, God knows. You know, even mom, dad tells you that God knows, yeah, Bhagwan ke upar hai. So God knows became fuck knows, because God is a one-way communication. He or she never talks to you. So then that's why I wrote the book, actually. I wrote the book because it's fuck knows. Life is fuck knows. Will we survive today? God knows. Fuck knows. So that whole philosophy of God knows became
fuck knows.
Please
don't answer this in the same way. Why do you write the part two? Fuck knows.
Fuck knows. Fuck knows, dead or alive. So Fuck knows 2 is a green cover, and I was really pissed off. I was really angry. So you can see the anger in the writing, actually. I just felt that we were losing a lot currently in the planet, in this social fabric of society. This generation is not going to get to live a good quality of life, this generation per se. And by 2030, the planet will be totally a different place. So many things that you and me have seen in our lives, this generation ain't going to see. My son's not going to see it, for sure.
Like the great Indian bastard.
Lots of
B-U-S-T-A-R-D, yeah. May I just point out. Huh?
Yeah, so... lots of stuff. The cheetah's gone, and so on and so forth. I mean,
cheetah's gone.
Yeah, cheetah's gone.
Lion's almost gone.
Yeah. So it's unfortunate. The world is changing at a rapid pace, and not for the better, for the worse. So the second fuck knows was with a little bit of
anger. More environmental and global sort of thing.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, telling the truth, because at my age, you've seen life, you've seen the world, and if you can share those experiences with people, then maybe even if you make a difference to two people's life, what the hell?
Okay. Third one.
Third one is true story of sunburn. So if you take intellectual
sunburn.
Property, you know, when you create an intellectual property, nobody articulates it. So what my logic is, this is really important, Cyrus, and I hope you keep quiet for 2 minutes to hear the meaning of this conversation.
Fuck knows.
Cyrus. Yeah. Okay. For once, behave seriously. So what I'm saying is that we Indians are 1.3 billion people. We are come from the land of culture, tradition, history, whatnot. We're the oldest civilization on the planet. But we don't archive things. We don't create things that can inspire the next generation. So give you an example. You live in the Bollywood capital and the business capital of India called Mumbai, right? I mean, the person who created Bollywood, in my opinion, was Yash Chopra. Correct? Today's son is alive. His legacy is alive. But is Yash Chopra's life alive? No. There's no museum. There's nothing. There's nothing archived in his life. So
and
any young filmmaker...
Youngsters think he's related to Priyanka.
Yeah.
Go on. I won't interrupt.
So I'm just saying that... And then let's say the most successful businessman in the country is Ratan Tata and Dhirubhai, who's not anymore. But is there anything that any youngster can walk into a library, into a museum, into an archive, say...
There's Ratan Tata Institute. That's all we have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we don't create legacies. Respect it. And therefore, there's a lack of sort of inspiration. And
in cricket, who remembers Vijay Merchant, Vijay Manjrekar,
there's no place.
Vijay Hazare, three Vijays?
The headquarters of BCCI is in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Can a kid who loves cricket walk into BCCI's museum
and look
archive department and get inspired to say, this is how Eknath Solkar learned his cricket?
Amar Singh.
Exactly. You know?
You don't know your cricket. I'm just shouting at Abbas for no reason, who's our producer. Huh.
Yeah. So, so I feel that we...
Good point. Yeah.
We've
never taken this whole historical perspective about where we come from and all seriously.
Yeah, because...
Except when it comes to religion and a few political symbols.
I do believe that present is the past. But if past can inspire the future, then it's not the past. So if there is content available, that should be...
Kripaya Dhyan Dijiye, loop that back, listen to it correctly, and then try and follow. Yeah. That was too quick. Quick gun, murugan. Yeah. So the go on.
No, carry on. I thought that when I did Sunburn, you know, Cyrus, very important for people listening on the show, to understand that the reason to create Sunburn was to make a social impact on the youth of the country through music. The idea was to unite young people through music in public places, in sunshine, to make a social impact. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Genre could be EDM, Sufi, rock, metal, whatever it is. Young Indian youth should not stay behind the computers at home. You know what I mean? They should get out. When you get out through music, the power of uniting each other is phenomenal.
But they can't get tickets.
No, man.
The moment you left our studio when you came to shoot to promote one of the books about 3 years back, all the kids asked me, but can you give us tickets? And I felt it was a little embarrassing to ask you because the tickets were sold out and it's damn tough. So what do they do?
No, it's going well. Yeah, no, we created a model, Cyrus. I mean, we created a model which is...
some competitors now.
Bottom up.
But they're all popular.
No, but yeah, bottom up, top down. So we have campuses which are for free. We take Sunburn to universities and we do free gigs. No alcohol, but experience in the campus.
But the big major one?
Are the festivals, which are expensive because the cost to procure the permissions, the artists is huge.
But that's where all the kids want to come. Not from Pan India, they want to travel and come, say Pune, whatever.
They must blackmail their parents, steal some banks. Because there are bills to be paid.
Corruption.
So, for the top line. But what I'm trying to say is that I wrote a book on Sunburn for that reason. Because I said, look, if something happens to me tomorrow, like, you know, you and me get into a fight and I die, then at least the story of Sunburn is articulated.
Ever.
Yeah.
This
is online. I have put in record that something happens to me today, it's you.
It's Motwani with the mascara.
Okay,
I've got pictures. That's why you died.
So Sunburn book is to inspire the next generation to say how you can create an intellectual property out of India. Because India is a land of traders. And we need to be now the land of creators. So just to give you an example, IPL is an intellectual property that India has created.
Right.
It belongs to every Indian.
Yeah.
Every Indian is a shareholder of IPL. Where is the book? Where is the archive? Where is the history to say, read this handbook and you could make the next IPL in basketball or tennis? No. Everything is inspired by the West. Why?
Didn't Mahesh Bhupathi make the next IPL in tennis and didn't work out?
Yeah, they're all trying. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that there was a journey involved in IPL and why shouldn't it be articulated? So Sanman, the book was made.
Okay, I want to throw something at you. I've been listening.
Arre, kitab likhi yaar, samaj ke liye.
They're all picking it.
Kya baat hai na?
You brokered deals, listen to me, valued at over $3.2 billion
yes.
across various sports. This is true fact.
True.
$3.2 billion?
Why would I lie?
Wow, that's a lot of money, bro.
The Indian team sponsorship was a 100 crore deal for Sahara, you remember?
Yeah.
In the chest.
Yeah, of course, for many years.
That was the largest cricketing deal in the history of mankind.
So then you also manage some of these cricketers.
Boxing, cricketer, Sushil Kumar, Vijender Singh, it just goes on and on. Leander Mahesh for 13 years, bro.
Yeah.
So worked really hard on sports.
Just quickly, I know we don't have time, but very quickly. So tell us about your experiences with some of the big cricketers, tennis players, whoever. Yuvraj is one of your boys. I remember Yuvraj in everything.
Yuvraj lived in our home and he was like family and beyond. So I think it also worked that his surname was Singh and mine was Singh.
Yeah.
So everybody thought he was like part of the family.
But he's 30% of Punjab.
He actually occupied my son's room for a long time, Shan.
But where did your son go?
He moved
son
into our room. No. Yeah, but yeah, Yuvraj was really close to the family and he was amazing because I got to associate with him when he was just starting off. So this was before his South Africa first match in Nairobi, where he scored 76 not out and spoken in the I drank milk, that interview that he gave, remember?
Yeah.
So yeah, I signed him at that stage and then he became part of my life and he could walk into my wardrobe and take my watches, my t-shirts, my clothes, my jackets.
Underrated test batsman? Should be given a longer run?
Yeah, for sure. But I think temperamental. So
But on song, one of the best batsmen to watch?
Best batsman.
The timing was just fantastic.
Aggression.
I think in his younger years,
fearless.
Fearless. What a clean hitter.
Talented.
What a clean hitter.
You know, he was a tennis player, right?
Oh, is it?
His father slapped him and put him into cricket. He was a fantastic tennis player.
His father himself played for India.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So I think his father made his dreams come true through Yuvraj.
Hmm.
And then Yuvraj was brilliant. And we had...
So is Yuvraj taking up tennis now?
No. But we had some crazy bets, you know, Sarah. It's a great story that he became man of the series in India. And I said, so what? What do I do? He came home, we were partying, chilling out, etc. He says, Baji, kya hai? What is my gift? I became man of the series. I said, Pakistan ne banke dikhana tu. So India-Pakistan series is on. He said, ban gaya to? I said, chho tere ko chahiye dunga. तो बोलता है मर्सिडीज कन्वर्टेबल.
Are you kidding?
मैंने बोला सच्ची में. बोलता है इंडिया पाकिस्तान पाजी बहुत मुश्किल है. How to become man of the series? Guess what? He went, became man of the series. I gave him a purple convertible Mercedes.
I'm glad you gave him purple.
Purple. I remember the color.
Some sort of punishment is
because my mom gave the keys to him on the first floor. So that's the kind of fun we used to have, you know. It was not about business. It's about creating history for India.
Who else?
Dada, Saurav Ganguly. I gave him a red convertible.
What are you,
Mercedes,
a car dealer?
Yeah.
What's going on the side?
Because they have incentive. At that time, Cyrus, pay attention to this.
But tell us about Saurav.
One second. A guy who dreamt of playing cricket for the country, didn't get even close to it, today was representing 9 out of 11 playing cricketers and the Indian team in sponsorship. Imagine what high I'm going through. Hang on. If I'm making a crore of rupees, I wanted to share 50 with
empathy,
them.
That empathy is there. I get it. But did you bowl to them? Did you bowl to them in their palm?
So we had rubber ball cricket in our building when Saurav, Yuvraj, Zaheer, all were there. Full on.
Did you
and the worst
short
was,
and fast?
Best was Dada. Dada, Saurav Ganguly is the best. So everybody else is okay. Dada saying, short mat dalna.
Why?
I said, rubber ball hai, Dada. Bolte, nahi, dabana mat. Dabana mat. So this is not only me. India, Pakistan, in the World Cup, in quarterfinals, in South Africa. So Yuvraj is calling me saying, Dada is saying, Shoaib aaj dabayega. Dabayega. The word is dabayega. Matlab, short dalega.
But you've got a 141 in Brisbane. Against Australia on a fast wicket.
Yeah.
He could play it. So I think there's a
Who, Saurav?
Bit, yeah.
Oh, he's phenomenal. Are you mad?
No,
I
mean, he could play the short
box.
Ball also. It's just a little bit.
No, he's awkward with it. He doesn't like it. Yeah. He's excellent when it comes. Mujhe nahi chahiye.
He plays it awkwardly.
You know, that. Yeah. See, Ricky Ponting goes on the front foot and hooks the ball.
Yeah, he wants the short ball. That's a different sort of feel.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want this.
But he still managed. I mean, he's good average.
Managed? He's created history.
Yeah.
What are you talking?
Then who else?
One of the worst. Zaheer. Zaheer was a Libran. Lovely guy. Balanced, steady, very good relationship we had and a great run.
One of the best bowlers we ever produced.
Oh, phenomenal.
Best left
consistent,
arm.
Yeah, but not very athletically agile from the lower half. Yeah. If you see his bum, he's not very flexible.
What the hell? Who talks to a man like this? What kind of relationship do you have with
he's
Zaheer?
He's stiff in the lower half. I'll just be honest.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but very hardworking cricketer. It's like Katrina Kaif, you know. She worked hard at her skill.
Which is? All right.
We're Bandra Cyrus.
Kidding.
Be careful. One last. Bhai is close by.
One last. So, out of all these, what about the present? Now
the number one cricketer that I look up to in my life?
Yeah.
Most inspirational? Kapil Dev.
That's our generation. When he would walk in.
He's my best friend now. For 25 years, he's my best friend. He's my best friend. He's my elder brother. Yeah. He's my brother. He's my family member. The best party moments of my life with Kapil Dev. The most historic moments with Kapil Dev.
I worship Kapil Dev, but you don't understand.
Played a game with me.
Yeah, no, but TW, we did a show where we made fun. There was some interview and we did this cut-paste interview.
You fucked up.
Little bit. So
you can't do that.
He called it Rajdeep.
And said,
comedy ka bhi limit hota hai. I like Cyrus and all this.
Yeah, you can't.
But listen. So I told my dad, Rajdeep called and said, just call him up and apologize. So we called and we apologized and all that. Oh, we met him at a person party and we apologized. He was very nice.
98100.
Are you crazy? My dad. Shailen, my dad got so angry with me. How dare you? But I said, it's just a silly piece of comedy. Just making fun of his Hindi also sometimes tends to become very female oriented.
Have you heard his Hindi commentary?
Yeah.
Legend.
So
legend. I don't even know what language
take
it is.
Away from the great
I call him in the middle of it. I said, Paji, bola kya hai?
The jawab nahi. That's the question.
Dekho, audience ko maja aa raha hai na. Bola, wo to aa raha hai. But ab tu zyada mat bola kar.
But I'll tell you one thing. 5 wickets down when he comes into bat, when I was a young boy in the 80s, and then he'd look at the sun over his right shoulder, your blood would rush like the warriors come to fight for the country. It's special.
Two short stories I'll tell you.
Okay.
Very important stories. Yeah. So this is a killer story. He became the cricketer of the millennium, and he got the award in London.
Right.
So he was the cricketer of the millennium. The cricketer of the world. And I'm sitting with him, and he said, we used to travel together all over the world for 25 years now. So I'm sitting beside him, and when he gets up to go up, I said, Paji, ek kaam karna. All Goras in the whole auditorium. And I said, speak only in Hindi today. Don't speak in English. Because we are in England.
Yeah.
You fuck up in English.
It'll be a Vajpayee moment.
Yeah. So he goes up on stage and Vivian Richards was giving him the award.
Wow.
And Vivian Richards tells a story about the fact that India, I think, was 187 for 7 India.
Yeah.
Chasing 312 to win a test match in Barbados. And the first slip, Gordon Grange or somebody, sledges Kapil Dev when he comes to bat. And Vivian Richards said, oh man, wrong man to sledge. Malcolm Marshall bowling, Kapil Dev scored 125 not out and won the test match. So Vivian Richards said that very few cricketers on the planet who wear their heart on their sleeve. And this is one man. And obviously, the way he spoke, Kapil didn't get what he said, obviously.
When
he
went this up, particular individual has worn his heart on his sleeve, huh?
It's like that joke when Kapil went to Australia and the taxi driver asked him, you come to die?
I
have not come to die. I have come to play. So, when he went to the loo and he saw Michael holding in the urinal and he said, holy.
Yeah, that's a fast bowler. Should be batting with that. Yeah.
So it was a historic moment where he spoke in Hindi and, whatever. Yeah. It was quite a moment.
Yeah. Second story, you said two.
Fuck it.
Fuck knows.
Okay. No, all but right. Amazing. Hey, ultimate cricketer, Kapil Dev.
Ultimate.
No discussion.
All right, just one last question. I know we've run out of time. Jasprit Bumrah, Ishan Sharma, Mohammad Shami with Umesh Yadav in the wings. Is this the best bowling attack you've seen that we produce, or would you go back to Zaheer and Srinath and maybe even
No. This is the best bowling attack, period. But I would leave 50% with Bumrah and 50% of the rest. The rest can come and go.
So Bumrah is special for you?
Yeah, 50% is Bumrah. 50%
How good is Bumrah?
It's outstanding. You don't get a
best
bowler like
seen?
This. Yeah, best I've ever seen.
Yeah,
best
skill. It's amazing, no?
Yeah, no, because I'll tell you, the bowling has changed. So whether it's Dennis Lilly or Michael Holding or, Imran Khan and Kapil Dev and Michael Holding, these are bowlers in motion.
Yeah.
They were like, they were singing a song.
Yeah, rhythm,
Bumrah,
poetry.
Bumrah is a ninja.
Yes.
He's a ninja.
You're being very nice.
Yeah,
yes.
No.
There's no fluidity to that action.
You have no idea he's going to throw a knife or a sword.
Yeah.
No, he's a ninja.
Right.
He's got so many surprises.
Well put, yeah.
He's got so many surprises that no batsman can read him ever.
If he stays fit, will he break all the records?
For sure.
Yeah?
He's
just...
Because
the Aussies and the Brits are just gushing over him.
Yeah, no.
Everybody's gushing.
Bumrah is once in a lifetime. Man. And I feel like people like Bumrah should be nurtured, taken care of.
So no three forms for him. You would cut it down.
Yeah, I would cut him down.
Yeah.
I would let him run long because he's an inspiration. Forget about the fact that he'll make money, he'll get endorsements. Forget all that shit. We've seen it and done that. But what Bumrah is going to enjoy is that if he can really contribute for a long time for this country and inspire the next generation of bowlers, which he has globally. You've seen the viral videos. Every other kid is doing the same action.
Yeah, God. There's a lady in the sari. Did you see that?
Mm.
Yeah.
But that action, Cyrus permits him to pull so many surprises off. It's unbelievable. And that's what it's all about.
And he can even get the ball to rear of a good length. And he's not that big, no? He's not that powerful looking.
And he bowls the outswinger and the inswinger with the same action.
Superb.
Mad over it.
Yeah.
Like he's legend and the bouncer.
And he started from the T20.
Yeah.
But actually, he did play a lot of first-class game. Nobody seems to record that for Gujarat.
But I think, Bumrah is the defining edge and the rest are following him.
Producer saying too much cricket. Shut up. Stop talking. Shari, thanks you. Thank you for being here. But we have the AMAs coming right now. We'll be right back.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. All right, Shailendra, we are joined by two very, very famous cricketers. You may not remember them. Amit, who's played for Baroda. There's no Abbas. I'm told Abbas has dropped out. So just three of us.
Amit is a selector also.
He hates cricket. He loves basketball. What's your basketball knowledge like?
Fuck all, yeah.
What is this fuck knows for everything?
Yeah, I know. What, man? I mean, like, seriously, basketball.
Name three
NBA
teams.
I'm very patriotic. My country doesn't play basketball. I don't care.
They will play soon. In the north, it's growing.
I'm not interested in four players.
It's the number fourth player.
Bro, I'm 50. Bring on sex. Don't warm me up.
All right.
The
one on sex. It's the number four. Who says?
Yeah, it's old now. Those are people who put money in it.
Football for sure.
Neither Babi owns the rights again.
Football.
Neither Babi owns the rights for football and basketball for 25 years.
Kabaddi.
So they're pushing the agenda.
But sports is good for the country.
From Indian audience, cricket, kabaddi, football, and
hand jobs. No, that's not a sport. Sorry.
All right. Question. This is from Raj Kheri. While hanging out with friends and having drinks, what to do with the one or two guys who are always on the phone and showing everybody else shitty videos?
You have got,
and completely ruining.
You've got the right guy to answer this question. Because thing that Charlie can do till today without stopping, whatever happens in his life, is partying.
Okay,
he's a partying king.
That's what I see.
So I have a solution for this guy, because I wouldn't ask anybody else to do it, but I would do it.
Okay.
And I took complete accountability for what I'm about to suggest. So I think you should buy him a drink. So he'll be quite shocked and break his attention from being a digital baboon. And get him a drink of Red Bull and Jägermeister. And in that, put a nice 500 mg Viagra.
Okay.
And 500 mg?
Yeah. So that he has a hard-on for 18 hours. And he'll never forget you. And he'll never ever get onto technology. And he'll realize that he has certain organs in his body that he needs to use.
What if he buys? What if he starts typing things with his penis? Just because he can. You've given him a superpower.
If he's blessed with an anaconda, I can't hate him.
Yeah. Look what you've done. Of course, 6 hours later, he'll hate you. My God, what a story.
Okay, all right. I think you got your answer.
Worst drinking partner that you've had so far?
Worst.
Out of your close friends, Aditya Motwani's and gang.
Rajan Mittal.
Worst?
Yeah, worst.
As in?
Airtel.
Why?
Yeah. Because before he walks in the party, he says, do you have a 20-year on Macallan? I said, what?
The demanding type.
Yeah, I hate those people. I said, bring
especially
your own bottle.
Halfway drunk.
No, bring your own bottle. If you know what you want to drink, bring your own bottle. Don't come to my house and embarrass me as if I don't. Oh, you don't have a Porsche. Oh, you just have an Audi. Oh, I apologize. My condolences. I couldn't afford a fucking Porsche.
Shelly, you sound like a New York housewife.
Oh, sorry.
Where's the accent coming from?
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Just give
it.
Okay, all right. The next question is from Dhruv Patel. What do news presenters do with the laptops in front of them?
It's all...
Sanis, you say this.
No, you don't follow the script ever. No, but we are. This is a stupid comedy show. When they're live, they are supposed to get it feeds. But the feeds all come in the ear. It really comes there. I think they just look as backup. You can keep it on, the page on, and you can look at it as backup. Or do what Siddharth Karan and I do at radio. We used to watch adult programs and do our radio shows. We used to put porn on a big screen and we'd have these inside jokes for which nobody else could understand. Hence, the show went off the air in 2 years, whether you like it or not. But that's
fun. You don't need a teleprompter on your show?
We use a teleprompter because my aging actor partner, Kunal Vijaykar, now he needs a teleprompter to order food. He's like, you can't even order one bhelpuri. Just keep it here. One bhelpuri, one saipuri, one fresh lime soda. See, once you get into the teleprompter habit, it's terrible, yeah. Because then, you become lazy.
Yeah, you lose the... Yeah.
And I always feel the rhythm is better without it, especially when you're talking. But there are people who they mastered it. Now, our Prime Minister, the President of America, these guys are...
Yeah, fully teleprompter.
And watch how they do it.
Their action, how the head moves.
Head moves, exactly. So they don't fool us, bro.
We know the angle, bro.
Yeah. Other people are thinking, kya mastery hai language ke upar, kya mastery sana. Exactly. And you can quote anyone, you can reference anyone, and numbers. Yeah. How the hell will people remember numbers? I mean, just teleprompters.
But Shaila, finance minister, use a teleprompter.
Okay, I won't go there. I won't go there. We had four in 3 months. Yeah.
All right. Let's do this one next. Sorry to see you guys have been putting fun stuff these days. Best wishes from me. This is from Mahim Gautam. Old listener Mahim
Gautam.
This is
Mahim Gautam.
That's the name?
Yes.
But he's one of our regulars. We have to...
For like long time.
So I think he started...
We have to felicitate him or something.
Okay. Hi, Mahim.
I think he first started writing to us like 3-4 years ago, like when we started almost. What would you say to sharks?
He's a shareholder.
Well, it should be. What would you say to sharks or whales if you knew that they can listen to and understand humans?
Well, two different types. I'm closer to whales.
Okay.
Sharks scare the
hell out
of me.
I like sharks. Yeah, I like sharks. Yeah. You go for whales.
So I have a, what is called the male period, and they can smell blood. Yeah. So I'm always bleeding because I've got all kinds of problems in my area. I'm not joking. I bleed everywhere. That's why, you know, people know I've been there because there's blood on the sofa, there's blood here. You know, that's the way it is. So sharks, I wouldn't last. But I like the orca is the wolves of the sea, my favorite animal.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they can kill everything. No one can beat the orca in battle. Number one fighter in the world, like Shelley, on a good day, Edinburgh, left arm. Only, I don't want to go round, Skipper. I'm Punjabi. Yeah. I'm not going round. Any marking round? I'm going over.
How you ask us an intelligent question? He's right. He's right. The captain's done in the first step. Round on a round. But,
But Jofra Archer and Joe Root in the fourth test, same thing happened. Yeah. He goes with his hand.
Yeah.
Doesn't go round.
You saw that.
The expression
and that's
was,
the worst thing.
I might catch you. And
yeah.
Oof, that was funny. Sorry, Amit. This is
don't tell me, man. Freaking
yeah.
Okay. Anything you'd like to say to a shark or a whale, Shalindra?
Oh, a shark. I like sharks. Sharks are an opportunist. Yeah, you grab it.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah. I like sharks.
Don't they kill their own also?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I think that's the way it rolls. Because you came alone, you'll die alone.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Okay.
Do what you want in this lifetime. This life belongs to you. You're a shark.
All right.
But there's no left hand, right hand in sharks.
Yeah.
And you're left armer.
Yeah.
And skiddy. And let me just put for the record, the skiddy bowlers. Ajit Agarkar was a bit skiddy. They're always, Malcolm Marshall, very difficult to, you know. To. Who's your favorite fast bowler?
Wasim Akram.
No doubt?
No doubt.
The god of all things.
Yeah.
And if you had to go right arm?
Short run up, long, Kapil Dev.
Kapil Dev.
He's like singing a song. He's so gentle. I like you, I like you, I like you, you're out, go home.
Yeah.
I like you.
He's right. All our era fast bowlers are like poetry. They had this rhythm.
Michael
and all
Holding.
That. And now you have the boomerang.
Like, Michael Holding, you feel like apologizing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, don't come towards me. It's fine.
He knows bowling.
Yeah, I'm like,
very
short is moving. Yeah, amazing.
Four, five fielders go to sleep.
There's a reason they call them.
Whispering death.
And Malcolm Marshall wasn't near vision only. He came from somewhere.
So Indian guys apparently get very upset because it's not straight. You know, this comes
from Venkatesh Prasad is the best. In the batsman said, can you, because normally, you know, the captain says bowl a slower one, but Venkatesh Prasad said, can you bowl a faster one?
Oh, unnecessary.
Who was the Western?
Took a few wickets in England.
Who was the Western Indian bowler who used to like take like really really small steps and then went into like a big thing? I remember that like from the late
80s. Really small steps.
Like
Wasim Akram starts with the small
really,
steps
really
and short
tiny steps, and then he started taking like really
useful. Patrick Patterson.
That's
it was scary.
It's a big man.
Quick for a little while and then disappeared.
Joel Garner, Patrick Patterson. Oof.
God, they had about 10 fast bowlers that would walk into the team today and probably win the matches.
Yeah.
And now nothing. Nothing! Back to the
Last question. Okay, this is from Pankaj Chandak.
Yeah.
We all have shitty situations which we land up because of alcohol. I want to ask Cyrus the funniest story situation which you faced when drunk, and you wouldn't mind a Kunal Vijayakar cameo in this story.
Okay, one involves a statue of a religious figure, so I can't tell that story because we'll be in trouble.
Yes.
But we escaped with our lives. It was unintentional, obviously. Mm-hmm. I have so many stories. Once I...
Worst one. And be honest with the show.
I urinated on a man. Okay, because
that's regular at Bombay parking lot.
Because the loo was...
Saris, please, that's old.
Bombay,
every second person does it parking lot.
All hell broke out after that, you have no idea.
That's fine, but give me another one.
I've jumped out of a moving car.
Have you slept with someone you didn't know?
I have been molested.
You have been molested
by elderly ladies. I'll tell you what, the boys were laughing at me the next morning. Said, you know, you kissed. I was like, hey. So then finally that, okay, the lady is, you know, many months later actually, you know, comes into the vision. Shali, I got to tell you, man. Oh, this is one of the rare times and I'm wondering, how could I kiss her? Otherwise, how could she kiss me? You know, how could I kiss her? So that was not. You're right. Those are the worst.
I like this.
Those are worst.
I like
stories.
This is the best.
How alcohol dulls your ability to understand what the hell
what I'm visualizing
are.
Your expression when she just kissed you because you thought it's an 18-year-old.
I, you know, the guys.
You gave her lips full on.
It was 18, 20.
No, but
it just
she was like 60 plus, but whatever.
Forget that. But I don't mind that also.
No, but did you freeze or you let it flow? Like fuck it.
I can't remember. The last thing I remember is waiter vodka. Kunal Pain. I used to say the same line. My pickup line was waiter vodka Kunal Pain. The same line always. I still say it when I'm bored. It just comes out. What about you? Embarrassing story? You have a few.
No.
But you've got Motwani and me and people like that. Why do you worry?
No, I'm inspired by you.
Yeah.
This is epic. What he just
said. One of his Percept parties, I remember, is Suresh Menon, who's very...
Oh!
Did a lot of work with them. So Suresh, me, and the Rajpal Yadav, who's now all of, I don't know, went to jail for this and that. But great fun, guy. So we did this session where I spoke in Hindi and Rajpal Rajpal spoke in English, okay, and he spoke in Malayalam. I can't listen. I can't tell you. We were so clear that we are going to not do this stupidly. So we fought, as in we kept trying to talk, and as we got more drunk, people just left. You know, it's just rubbish.
They just do their own shit. They don't care. There's an audience. I know, but sorry, the epic one was the Simi Garival show, which was. You, Sahukar.
Sahu plays
great. And yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
And Suresh Menon.
Yeah. So he's a good drinking partner.
So he's played, Cyrus played me.
Yeah.
In that. Oh, something really? And okay. He kept getting him on the chair and kind of walking around. I don't know what you're doing.
And Suresh played who?
Harry.
So this was so we did this skit, and making fun of the boss. Yeah.
but they were sporting their event. Simi was
it was our 25 year celebration, yeah. And they destroyed the shit. And we had serious chairman sitting there watching. Yeah. These are custodians to our wealth. And he banged.
Yeah.
He banged. My brother, somebody, Sahukar, Simi in the end, Simi got
him. I don't know, I can't remember. The skit, I can't remember. I remember us doing it, that's for sure. Also, we started drinking by then. Because it was like a fun evening. And they all, the brothers were drinking, everyone was drinking. It was, and you know, these things don't start on time. It went on at 11 or something. By then, we were all... Simi Garival was so manly. He was a pretty good Simi Garival. But he had a 2 or 3 himself. So his legs were wide. You know, his hand was going on his shoulder. He's so masculine. And he actually does a very good Simi otherwise, you know, when you do the MTV show.
And Suresh Menon was Sanjeev Kumar from Shole.
Yeah. Suresh Menon did about 4 accents got mixed up. Because he's the accent, he's the mimicry king. But also what happens as you get drunk, it sort of subconsciously takes over. So he's Parsi, Malayalam, some all over the place. You know? And poor Harry, who's actually quite the Anglophone. And he speaks pretty clipped, sort of staccato way.
Right.
That went out of the window after the first line. I had Shally's hyper, so it's much easier to play Shally. I just kept bowling, I think. I was fine. You can imagine Shally in a big meeting. He gets bored, picks up a ball, bowls one fast, one grass breaks, client gets worried. Okay, pass!
Deal done.
Fun days.
Oh, God. That does sound like fun. But all right, I think that's very good for now.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I hope so.
Memories.
Oh, indeed.
Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.